This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, it's huge. Because like I said, baseball's tough, and I feel like we've hit the ball hard and right at people, and kind of all up and through the down the lineup, everyone's hitting the ball hard and just haven't been able to find holes the past few games. And but it's very important to just trust process, trust that they'll get through and hits will come. And but yeah, it's very important to just trust that.
Jackson Holliday talking about how they've been playing of late. And Jackson Holliday's he got off to a great start. He's now batting .250 with a home run, four RBIs. He has one steal, one walk, 11 strikeouts. So that's starting to separate itself once again.
Yeah.
The defense looks much better than it did a year ago. So what do we think about Jackson Holliday?
I think Jackson Holliday has a chance to perform this year like a replacement level major league second baseman, which would be a major leap from where he was a year ago. And I'm talking offensively and defensively. But I don't think Jackson Holliday is going to take off after May like Jackson Churio, for instance, did last year. I don't think he's going to do what Jackson Merrill did as a 21-year-old last year. Like, I think if you're looking at the flaws in this Orioles lineup and projecting that, well, Jackson Holliday is going to become an impact bat that's going to lengthen the lineup and add pop and help them be better in close and late situations, I think you're being unreasonable. Even though he's a 1-1, I'd say if you're really watching this, you're probably being unfair. I love the fact that he's not chasing. He's still chasing too much. Like, let's not get it twisted. But he's not chasing the unhittable high fastballs that you know he's not going to get to. He's putting the ball in play a little bit more. His average exit velocity is up to 91 from 89 last year. Like, you like to see that. He needs to walk. Jackson Holliday needs to walk. And I don't think Jackson Holliday, unless they artificially try to prop him up or this thing totally falls apart, I don't think Jackson Holliday should ever be batting higher than seventh. I don't care if, you know, somebody's got the mumps and somebody's got strep. Like, I just don't think that's
until
who he is
himself,
or
yeah.
where he is. Look, and personally, I don't think he's ever going to get close to the kind of hype that was being thrown on him and the way this team was projecting him. I think they're going to look back years from now and say, if we had traded him for Tarek Skubal, we might have got a ring. I think he'll be an average to above average major league player, but I think the projections about power and speed to power ratio, like I don't know he's going to get on base for any of that. Frankly, get on base enough for that to matter. I like what I've seen, but I don't think it's fair, and frankly, I don't think you know what you're watching if you think this kid is going to be some sort of salvation for them at any point this year. I think he could be a fringy contributor, and that's fine. For how old he is, that's fine. If they built the team they told you they built, that should have been good enough. But that's who I think he is.
By the way, Jason, it looks like that draft might just be bad.
It might be.
He could still end up being the best player that was taken.
I mean, Drew Jones has been hurt a lot. Drew Jones hasn't got up. I mean, he hasn't got the double A yet, but like...
But that's part of it.
I don't know, but like...
Yeah, Kumar Rocker, Tamar Johnson, Elijah Green, like these guys, nobody...
It's not great.
Yeah, Jackson... He's off to a solid start. He's obviously taken the biggest leap defensively, and you can just look to Tuesday. There's big impact plays, the sneaky pickoff, him going to first base, him on the unassisted double play, on the scorcher, beating the runner back to second base. Really, really nice. He looks a lot more comfortable there. But Ken, you pointed out the strikeout-to-walk ratio, and that was... That ratio was something I was going to keep an eye on because it was so out of whack last year in the limited sample size, where it was elite in the minors. We're off to 11 strikeouts, one walk.
11 to one's unacceptable.
It's got to be better.
He's got to walk.
And where he's still really struggling carrying over from last year is he's still struggling to hit breaking balls. I mean, he's batting 154 against breaking balls. 118 last year, so still has to improve a lot there.
Last year, he did not belong in the major leagues in any way, shape, or form. He wasn't ready for it. He wasn't bled in the right way. They didn't groom him at second base nearly enough in the minors. This year, he does not look like he completely does not belong in the major leagues at all. But he does not. I don't think he's going to really contribute at the major league level. And I hope that's how they've baked it into their... When they pencil it out, you know, Mike pencils everything out.
Yes.
I hope they've penciled it out that this guy, even if their lineup is more fugazi than they thought, is right now at the major league level, a number eight hitter, if you factor in the speed, at most. And I think that's all he's going to be this year. And I bet at the end of the year, when we look at his numbers... I don't think it's going to be what Adam Frazier gave him a couple years ago. That might end up being a more on the dot comp than anybody would have ever hoped for. But that might be what it is.
Adam Frazier, just a reminder, batted 240.
What do you think this kid's going to hit?
He batted 240 with 13 homers.
Yes, I don't think he's hitting 13
RBIs.
Homers. I don't think he's driving in 60 runs. What was his OPS?
His OPS was 696.
I'm telling you, I would go to, if there were betting markets for this, I think.
Over under Adam Frazier?
I don't think it's a 700 OPS. Like, I think that might be what it is. How many does he steal? He probably stole 10.
And now Adam Frazier stole 11 bases.
Over 700. And he should steal more than 11 bases.
You got to get on, bro. You can't steal first base.
I know.
And when you try to, like Colton Cowser, you end up on the 60-day IL.
He could have slid feet first. He'd be fine. And don't get me started on sliding head first into first base.
Like, I don't think there's like going to be some switch that gets flicked and some light bulb that comes on. Like he's got still a steep learning curve ahead of him. He's playing a solid second base, and that's huge. And that's going to keep him in the lineup and give him the opportunity to work through some of these things. But I just wanted to get ahead of this because I was starting to hear some people and read some things about, well, how can the Orioles get better? Oh, well, Jack, no. He's not lifting people up. And if he has to lift people up, it's a further indictment of their fugazi front office.
Coming up next here on the program, we switch to football. It's been a minute since we talked to our buddy John Breach, CBSSports.com. Obviously, Cincinnati Bengals super fan. Get his thoughts on the Bengals and the rest of the division and on the draft as we are less than 2 weeks away. John joins us next here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.